So is Brahman basically the effulgence of the absolute in which we may go, but we don't live eternally there because there's no engagement? Or is Brahman the realization that I'm eternal, and then we appreciate our eternality and relish our eternality? So what exactly is Brahman? So there is two different points going on over here. One is Brahman as a feature of the absolute truth, and second is Brahman as a level of consciousness or a level of realization. So vadanti tat tattvaita sattvam yad gyanam brahmeti parmatmati bhagwan iti shabdyate, that yad gyanam. So from the absolute's perspective, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagwan are names of the one absolute truth alone. It is not that there are three different aspects, but it is that when a particular feature of the absolute is stressed, a particular name is used to address that. The example I give of, say, somebody smells a gulab jamun, sees a gulab jamun, and tastes a gulab jamun. So now imagine a situation where when you smell a gulab jamun, at that time you have a different name for that object. And when you see the gulab jamun, you have a different name for that object. And you taste that object, you have a different name for that object. So it's like Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, they are the one object. The object is the same. But since you smell the gulab jamun, you say, "Oh, this is a fragrant object. Oh, this is a beautiful object. This is a delicious object." So maybe the object is the same, but the describer which we are using based on our experience is different. So like that, the absolute truth is one, but the aspect of the absolute truth, when we perceive the Chit aspect, not the Chit and Anand aspects, that is called Brahman. Then there is Chit and Sat and Chit, that's the Paramatma and Bhagavan accordingly. So this is the, from the perspective of the absolute, there's no difference. From our perspective, when we realize it, there is a difference, because we are realizing only one particular aspect of it. Having said that, when we consider from a perspective of the seeker, the seeker may not live eternally in Brahman level. But the seeker's understanding that there is an eternal level of reality, that itself is also Brahman realization. That I am eternal. So, you know, the word Brahman has different aspects to it. When you say Aham Brahmasmi, that means I am spirit. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are thinking of the Brahma Jyoti of the Absolute. Just thinking, okay, there is some eternal effulgence and I am a part of that. So, the eternal rays of light, I am a spark of that eternal, whatever. Or just that I am eternal. So now if you consider in the Greek philosophical history of Socrates, and he was fearless in the face of death, because he said that he was given poison. He says, "You can't even catch me, how can you kill me?" So Prabhupada said that he understood the soul, and he has also talked about the soul, how the body is temporary, the soul is eternal. He has talked about it elaborately. So we could say that he has some level of self-realization, and he has some understanding of, broadly speaking, Brahman. So Brahman can refer to just the level of eternal, indestructible or spiritual reality. And Brahman, okay, now what exactly is there in that eternal? No, I'm eternal. That's all you understand. You don't understand necessarily anything beyond that. I may be an eternal individual, maybe I'm a part of eternal whole of ocean of consciousness or whatever, we don't know that. So that's why Brahman as a level of realization from a seeker's perspective can be that there is this ocean of consciousness in which I merge, or it can be just that there is a part of me which won't die at death. It's eternal. So which a person is that, we don't know. That's why we have to look specifically at what a particular term is referring to in a particular context. And Brahman can be both.
Both, yeah. Both. Because this understanding made more sense to me.
What yeah. said, our aspiration for eternity and
yeah, because
our...
Then only we can say that we have desire and we are eternal, and that's it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's natural.
Soul. But if you just say Brahman, Brahman means eternal.
No, both
maybe
are good.
We don't understand. They both are good, but we don't understand much
exactly,
about
it. Exactly.
So I was just.
So I could say there's a Brahman level of realization of the absolute truth, and there is just a Brahman level of awareness of our own eternality.
Of a seeker.
Of a seeker.
Yes.
So when the seeker understands that I am eternal, and the seeker understands that the ultimate reality is an eternal effulgence.
Mm.
They both may be called as Brahman realization, but they are referring to two different things.
Yes, yes, yes. Right.
So both are true. So we have to see which context what is being used.
Yeah, but okay. Very mind-opening.